Joining us now is NPR science correspondent Christopher Joyce. Welcome again, Chris.
Glad to be here.
Last time we talked, you mentioned that this is an old shuttle, but one that had been retrofitted. When did that happen exactly, and what does NASA do?
Well, all the shuttles obviously go through regular maintenance after they do a flight. They're thoroughly checked over, but they also do major upgrading and retrofits. After all, we're talking about vehicles that were designed in the 1970s, and they've all flown a couple of dozen times at least. And Columbia, the oldest, was retrofit in 1991 and then went through a major upgrade in 1994. And the last one, they call it an orbiter maintenance down period. It was a 9-month overhaul in 1991. This was out in Palmdale, California, where Boeing and working with a company called United Space Alliance, which is the maintenance organization, the maintenance company that takes care of it.
So walk us through this, because I'm sure investigators are going to be asking these questions also. What exactly did they do to the Columbia then?
Well, I can't give you all 100 modifications, even if I knew them, but there were obviously quite a lot. None so far that I can see that give any clues as to what might have caused the accident here, but they did a lot of changes to the cockpit. They were outfitting this shuttle with something called a multifunctional electronic display system, which in NASA speak, it's basically improved digital displays and a better workplace for the astronauts. The Columbia was also modified so that it could dock with the space station, which it was not able to do. There's 100 miles of wiring in every shuttle, and this was all gone over and inspected. There were also upgrades to the coolant lines that cooled the shuttle. But again, until there's time to examine the entire record, nothing that indicates anything special.
Earlier when we were talking to NPR's Joe Palca, he was mentioning that this disaster occurred just at a moment or in approximately the same time when the shuttle was re-entering the atmosphere. It was about 200,000 feet. It's a moment when these tiles on the outside of the shuttle would be extremely hot. Was there any modification of those?
Not that I know of. The tiles have always been a tricky part of the engineering of the space shuttles. The shuttle itself is aluminum, and it's not capable of withstanding more than a few hundred degrees of temperature. The tiles are probably one of the great successes, and they make it possible for the shuttle to even exist. And they've come off in the past, but never leading to anything catastrophic. They seem to be the best engineering solution for the moment. They've tinkered with them, as well as the carbon composite that the skin is made of. There have been some problems with the material of the shuttle. There have been something called pinholes that appear sometimes on the carbon composite. But again, nothing to suggest what might have happened here.
And do I remember correctly with these tiles, that every flight, some of them come off and then they get replaced? Almost every flight, a few of them.
I don't know if it's every flight, but it's common. I mean, I think it was mentioned earlier, the very first flight of the shuttle, tiles came off back at the pods that cover the main engines, and they didn't cause a problem. But they've been pesky and troublesome, and I'm sure that a lot of attention would be paid to those.
Now, Joe Palca also mentioned to us there's no black box here, but there doesn't necessarily have to be, because effectively all this information is constantly being sent down to the ground. How do engineers go about tackling that mountain of data to try to find out what happened?
Well, it's obviously not a very easy task. The engineers have accident scenarios that they've worked at over the years. They tend to focus on eliminating things called single-point failures, which are parts of any complicated device where if there's a single breakdown, it could lead to a catastrophic result. And the idea is to build redundancy in. And this was a big issue during the investigation of the Challenger. And NASA engineers have spent years and years and years now just making sure that there's tremendous amounts of redundancy. Now, of course, there are things that can't be redundant. I mean, the skin, the tiles, for example, I mean, if they go, there's no backup. There are backups for their auxiliary power units, which control the hydraulics. But, that's a complicated system as well, and that's an area that's being focused on and may well be focused on in the future. They construct decision trees. They look at one failure. What could that snowball? Could that lead to many more? And then work backwards.
Now, does NASA have to begin thinking now about a replacement for the Space Shuttle Columbia, or exactly what's the process there?
So far, from what I've seen, they haven't talked much about that. It would seem a little premature. On the other hand, I mean, they have to think about what's going to happen with the space station, how they're going to deal with the other scientific projects that are online. With the Challenger, they built the replacement, the Endeavour, with spare parts, because they had, at that point, quite a few. What I understand so far is that there aren't very many spare parts around, and it could be very problematic, and if possible at all, to rebuild a new one.
NPR's Chris Joyce. Chris, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.